Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Well, guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table. Today, we're going to be recapping and chatting about Season 12 Reunion Part 1. And I mean, guys, that reunion episode was a doozy, if I do say so myself. It was crazy, you know, unexpectedly. I mean, not really unexpectedly, but, you know, they were all kind of fighting. They all kind of got into it. And, you know, it was just... I don't really even have words. It was just crazy. And three parts, thank God. You know, thank the Lord they gave three parts this season. It was definitely needed because they have a lot to uncover. So let's flip the table and get right into it. So as the reunion starts, they start off with those easy questions. And then they start getting into it about Dolores and Jen start getting into it. Dolores calls Jen a liar. And, you know, they weren't fighting on the show when they were filming. They started fighting while the show was airing. Why, you guys may ask? Well, there was article. Well, Dolores mentioned articles, and Jen was saying stuff about her in articles and podcasts. When she said podcasts, I kind of raised an eyebrow. I don't know if she was talking about mine or someone else's, because I know Jen was on, I don't think Jen was on many podcasts when, like, the show was airing. I know she was on mine in the beginning, so it may or may have not been about my podcast. You know, I don't know for sure. I was just thinking, like, oh, you know, it's sad they were fighting, but I guess it's kind of cool that it was kind of like my podcast. I don't know if you guys know what I'm saying, but I hope you guys know what I mean. But she may or may not have mentioned my podcast or something on the reunion during that thing. So they start fighting, and Dolores is calling Jennifer a liar. And I guess Jen was saying she was mad at her because in the confessionals, I guess a bunch of backhanded compliments or something. You know, I don't really remember every single confessional, but that's what Jen was saying. She was upset of, like, the backhanded compliments during the confessionals, and that Jen thinks Dolores wasn't there for her or stuck up for her. But, you know, as we watched that little, reel or whatever it's called, Dolores did defend Jennifer quite a few times, as we see. Just, I guess they weren't seeing eye to eye. I mean, I hope they can get back to a better place eventually, because they were pretty good friends for the last couple of seasons. So I hope they can get back to a better place. But, you know, for now, as we've watched, it doesn't look good at this very moment. And after that, I mean, Jackie and Teresa get into it, which was pretty unexpected because they were like good this whole season up until that whole thing came up with that girl, Serena, and Jennifer looking about Evan. And then, you know, Teresa and her, they were getting into it. And, you know, I didn't really expect to see them actually, like, fighting, going back and forth as much as they did. You know, I thought they would probably argue about that, but they were really going back and forth. As you guys saw, they were really going back and forth about that whole thing. And, you know, Andy asked Teresa, did Teresa send Jennifer to dig for that information? Because, you know, Jennifer called up that girl, asked and said it was out of pure curiosity, which it probably was, you know, pure curiosity. Anyone would have curiosity, but you know what they say, that saying, curiosity killed the cat. So I don't know what you guys think. You know, I know you guys can't really, like, answer back because this is recorded, but if you guys want to DM me, you know, hey, I listened to your podcast, this is what I think. And yeah, so I want to know what you guys think. You know, DM me or anything, my Instagram, RHONJObsessed. So if you guys want to kind of answer that question so I could just read it, that would, you know, be good. And do you guys think that Margaret dug to find out about Bill's affair? Because, you know, Jen said during the season that she didn't tell anyone. No one knew. Her family, her friends didn't know. So, you know, you got to think, like, how did Margaret find this? You know, Margaret, you know, they did say Margaret knows everybody. We don't know. We don't really know. But do you guys think she did dig to find the affair? And, you know, they start to go in that Dolores and Jackie quickly resolve their issues after the this comment at Jackie's keg party. And, you know, we've seen Jackie and Dolores go at it a little bit, like in season 10. And they've had their disagreements, but they've always, you know, they've gone back. Which is, I guess it's a nice thing to see that they could fight and then make up. But, like, I really do wonder, like, what their true feelings are about each other. Do Dolores and Jackie really like each other, or are they just like each other for the show? I don't know, I wonder. But, yeah, so Andy brought that up. And Jackie said she was mad about that because she's an accomplished woman and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that was really it. They moved on pretty quickly from that little segment. And Andy also asks, he brings it up about the engagement party, which everyone, it was on their mind why Dolores wasn't at Teresa's engagement party. They've been friends for over 30 something years. And, you know, I thought, like, oh, like when the pictures originally came out and the Instagram stories and everything, I was thinking, like, why wasn't she there? Like, it kind of like didn't make sense to me. And, you know, Teresa said she wasn't invited because Teresa and Louis only wanted to invite couples that they, I guess, went on double dates with. And still, I don't know, I still think, in my opinion, Dolores should have been invited. I mean, being friends for 25, whatever, 30-something years and having all that history, I do think Dolores should have been invited. And Dolores says she didn't feel bad, but you know, I would be hurt if I had like a friend that I knew for over 30 years and they invite me to something like that. And, you know, Dolores actually called Teresa to ask her why. And like, oh, Teresa, are you mad at me? And Teresa said, no, we just invited people we go out with, couples we go out with. Okay. You know, I don't really know what to think of that, but, you know. And then the bridesmaid conversation between Teresa and Melissa, you know, that was a very heavy conversation off the air when it happened on Watch What Happens Live. You know, Andy asked Teresa, any of the cast members going to be in your bridal party? And she said no. And Andy was like, oh, not even Melissa? And she said no. And, you know, you could see Melissa was really, really hurt. But, you know, I could see, like, both sides. I guess Teresa said she's not really close with her. But since Teresa was in Melissa's wedding, maybe she should have done it back. I don't know. But they just got into a whole argument. And also, Melissa was upset that Teresa asked Louis' sister. So Teresa's future sister-in-laws, she asked them to be in her bridal party. That whole conversation goes on and on. When Joe Gorger comes out, he starts to get into the whole bridesmaid thing conversation. And Melissa brings up, like, we were sat at the friends table. Why wouldn't you have your family at your table? And, you know, Teresa said she didn't make the seating arrangements. And oof, when she said that, I was a little confused because, you know, I think when you, like, make a party, you kind of, like, have a say in the seating arrangements. So, you know, I don't know. That's what Teresa said. I don't know the true story, you know, but yeah, it kind of like didn't make, you know, a lot of sense, but who knows what happened. And Teresa and Joe start to go out at it. And Joe says that he feels that Teresa doesn't stick up for them. And Teresa brings up the whole Jacqueline and Caroline thing, that Melissa was friends with them when they came on the show. And it kind of went back to there and they were like, oh my God. And then Andy actually says, I laughed at this when he said, oh, let's bring out Jack. And everyone started to laugh, which is pretty funny. I wonder how, like, Jacqueline would fit into the show if she was, you know, added back in the future. She lives in, like, Vegas now, so it wouldn't be possible. But I wonder what the dynamics would be. Because, you know, obviously Teresa and Melissa are not friends with Jacqueline. Jennifer, Jackie, Margaret don't really know Jacqueline. Actually, Jennifer kind of knows Jacqueline, she said. And then Dolores is friends with Jacqueline. So I wonder what that whole thing would be. And, you know, I guess it's up to our imagination because I don't see her coming back anytime soon. She lives in Vegas. So, yeah. You know, that whole bridesmaid conversation kind of took like 10, 20 minutes of the episode. So they go into that further, and Teresa says to Melissa, she should have waited till she gave birth to have her wedding. That kind of made me laugh a little bit. I don't know what you guys thought, but that thing, when she said that, I was like, oh, you know, like Teresa was saying that she should have planned her wedding around when she gave birth. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Should Melissa planned to have her wedding around Teresa's birth, or just whatever? Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the reunion, Teresa and Joe and Melissa are all still going at it. And at the end of the reunion, Joe's like, you know, I'm done with this. Thank you, Bravo. Thank you, whatever. I quit the show. And he storms off. And well, I know I read in this article that he did end up coming back. Teresa had to go and get him. But the whole, like, quitting the show thing was, like, crazy. Because, yeah, it was crazy. Like, I wonder... Well, obviously now we know that he didn't quit the show. He came back. So he didn't quit the show. He said he quit the show. But, you know, I heard that he did come back. So I guess he's whatever. He didn't end up quitting the show. I don't know. I'm kind of confused. Whatever it was. He said he quit. He came back. And that was really it. And we see next week the chaos continues. And, I mean, it's kind of like the same fighting. I mean, well, Jennifer and Margaret actually go at it in the next episode. So we'll be seeing that. We see a footage of Teresa, Joe, and Louie backstage. You know, whole thing is kind of like crazy. And, you know, I will throw in a little bit of casting tea. So as I mentioned on the last episode, we were hearing about testing Danielle, Teresa's friend, Jennifer, Margaret's friend, and Rachel, Melissa's friend. This isn't confirmed, this is what I was thinking. I think Jennifer, Margaret's friend, is out because I heard that they were looking for women with, like, younger families. Because, you know, Caroline Rousseau, you know, she was in this season a little bit as guest appearances. And I heard that she tried again. She said it actually on one of my comments that she tried for this season again. And they said no to her because they wanted a young family married. And Caroline, she has a 16-year-old daughter, and, you know, she's divorced. So I guess for some reason they didn't want that. I don't know why they would miss out on Caroline, because I know Caroline is like a spitfire. She's amazing. She would be perfect for the show. And just because, you know, she's not married or has like a young family, they didn't want her. Whatever Siren's logic was with that. And, you know, I know Jennifer is a little older, and I kind of looked on her Instagram, and she has, like, older kids, so I guess it makes sense that she would be out because of what they said to Caroline. And, you know, I looked on Rachel's Instagram. Rachel, I think she has, like, two young kids and one older kid, so I guess that kind of fits in that young family category. And, you know, Danielle, Teresa's friend, has young kids, so I could see Danielle taking Jackie's spot because Jackie was reportedly demoted, and I kind of like broke the news on that. And I was in a few articles, Reality Blurb, Raider Online, and you know, I felt like by now Jackie would have said something if it wasn't true, and she's kind of been pretty quiet. So I guess it is true. I mean, I can't really say. It's still all alleged until, you know, the season starts filming. I start hearing more information. But right now, it does kind of look like she was demoted. Like I said before, it's all alleged. But yeah, if Jackie does take the role, she'll be a friend with Rachel. Which I think Rachel was initially testing as a friend. And I think Danielle will be full time. So, you know, that's all the tea I have for right now. This season 13 will start... commencing filming by the end of this month. For what I heard for right now is that they're set to film for 12 weeks, same as last season, with a possible extension depending on the drama and the storylines and everything. So I hope it will be extended, but that's all I have for this week's episode of Flipping the Table. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will be back with another episode next week. Bye, guys.